This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, we're in for a treat. We had a lot of fun with this gentleman a year ago. I always look forward to this conversation, and what a great event.
It's always a scary one for me.
Well, that's well said. We're joined again by Ben Armstrong, co-owner, master of the universe, and the co-owner of Netherworld. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always good to see you. I appreciate you stopping by. I know you got an exciting couple of weeks ahead of you. So before we get into Netherworld and all that that's about, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, my background was actually in television. I worked in television for 18 years, and that's how I got started in haunted houses. I was did all-around production stuff, but I also helped produce the Jerry Lewis Telethon back in Tallahassee, and that's when I started doing Dr. Speculo's Trail of Terror for, to raise money for muscular dystrophy. And that just got me into haunted houses. And then I started doing a late-night horror hosting show. And it just, everything led down a path that got me to where I am today.
Outstanding.
That's so cool. So tell us, what's new this year at Netherworld?
Well, we're very excited because this is our 20th year.
Wow.
This is the 20th season of Screams. So we're bringing back all the classic monsters, all the classic scares. But we're also bringing a lot of new things, a lot of crazy creatures, a lot of amazing special effects. So everything you love about Netherworld is cubed this year. So there's a lot of it, a lot of new stuff at Netherworld.
So tease us a little, tell us one new thing.
Oh gosh. So upstairs in our show that's called Monsters, because that's what it's full of, monsters, we have these creatures called the Soul Eaters, and they're based upon the phobia, the fear of holes that people have. So there's just all kinds of these strange things. They're almost indescribable monstrosities with tentacles and claws. Some of them are gigantic. Some of them are actors in costumes. And they're battling in a war against all the classic monsters that we have. And downstairs, our show is called Meltdown. You're in a facility, a secret government base, and it's about to explode. It's being controlled by an AI that just wants to take over the world. So anything mutant, science fiction, robots. We have this massive new tank-like vehicle that's outside. We've really done a lot in the queue lines. A lot of fun photo ops. Just everything you love about Netherworld is back with a vengeance.
Wow.
Well, do me a favor. I had forgotten it. This is your 20th anniversary. But there's still too many people in this town not familiar with the event. I mean, there's haunted houses, but then there's Netherworld. So what makes Netherworld different from what most of us would come to expect from a haunted house?
Well, 20 years ago when we started the event, we took an approach that we wanted to be unique. And at the time, everyone was using movie-themed characters. You had Freddy and Jason, and everything was sort of a disconnected set of elements. We wanted to do an original storyline. So our tales are always about things coming into our world from the next, from the Netherworld. So every year we have a different theme. And actually what I've been doing for the last 19 weeks was writing blogs about every one of the stories of Netherworld. I just finished them. People were going like, hey man, you haven't updated your website. I'm like, no, that was a past year. So I finally got done with them all. But if you go to our website, fearworld.com, you can scroll back and see all the stories that we've had over the long years, different pictures, the different themes, all the different reviews we've had from media outlets. But yeah, we're kind of reaching back into the years to kind of go over all that stuff. But we wanted it to be different. And when we started, our core team had a background in film and television. So we brought the ability to create original creatures, makeups, masks, sets that were different from other haunted houses.
So spooky and scary.
Well, we were talking to your colleague before we went on the air, and she said, it's great, but it scares the living bejesus out of me. I mean, it is not for the faint of heart. I mean, this is not just a spectacle of cool visuals. I mean, this is got some spooks to it.
The goal is to scare and to entertain. What we pride ourselves at Netherworld is to be very shocking, very visceral, but not something you couldn't take the family to. We don't want to have I know that that sounds like a conundrum there, but the content is acceptable. What I mean is, you know, we're not using profanity or things like that, but it is very startling, very shocking. So you can have, you know, a 7-year-old kid laughing and dad might be curled up in a ball in the corner, terrified, because it'll definitely work on your fears. But the goal we want a person to scream, to be horrified, and then to go, wow, that was great, and just laugh. You know, that's what we're going for.
So you don't want those of us who scream and then cry in terror.
Well,
you might not be welcome at this
time. Some of the actors find that to be entertaining.
No, they might like that.
Because this is about the entertainers.
Absolutely. So is there a better day to attend? What days are most crowded, least crowded?
Well, the least crowded would be weekdays early on in October. We're open every night in October this year. So you want to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's always a smaller crowd. It can get very crowded, especially on weekends as we get later on in the month. But some people actually prefer that festival atmosphere, you know, so it really depends on what you want to do. If you want to have a quieter, more personal experience, you know, go early, go during weekdays. If you want to have a crazy, wild festival experience, wait to the last minute, like everyone seems to do.
I think part of the joy of that is to experience that with other people. I think that some of the power of that experience is that community of people that are going through that together, I think adds a lot of power to it. All right, Ben Armstrong, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Ben Armstrong, the co-owner of Netherworld.
So, Ben, before the break, we were talking about groups, and I know Netherworld can be a lot more fun in a big group. How does that work?
Well, absolutely. It's all about the group experience. It's not an individual's experience. When you go to a haunted house, you select your team. You get the one who's the most scared. You get your haunted house expert who goes, oh, look at that chair rail. That's amazing. You know, you get the big tough guy. Let's see if he fails. And some people have more fun watching their friends than they are looking at the actual haunted house. And when they leave, they're all talking about how you got scared, how you didn't, what you saw. Did you see that? So it's absolutely a group experience. People organize themselves, usually in a group that will fit in one vehicle. That's the standard thing. So what we call the ringleader is the one who says, let's do this. And they select their crew and they bring them. You know, of course, there's bigger groups and smaller groups. It's a great place for a date, because what a better bonding experience in a haunted house, you know. If he's pushing her at the monsters, she knows, you know. But it definitely makes people get closer together.
Well, and when she's scared and seeks comfort, that's always a good thing.
That's
too.
Right. He gets to feel like
that's why
strong.
That's such a good strategy. Do you actually have group packages?
We do have group sales for large groups. If you're interested in doing that, you can just go to our webpage at farewell.com and scroll down past tickets. Also, we do a lot of other special things. We did a package in the beginning of the year for veterans. We work with VetTix very closely on that as well. And assorted offers will come up. You know, some of our sponsors like Subway will have discount coupons if you're looking for those.
Ah, that's nice. Well, are there opportunities to volunteer or get involved?
Well, at Netherworld, we have a paid staff. So, you know, we don't really have volunteers. If you'd like to be a monster at Netherworld, you apply on our website. There's a I want to be a monster area. And we interview all the monsters personally to make sure they're the right kind of monsters. And we take them through a monster school. And, you know, we teach them what they need to know, and then we kind of assign them to what they're good at. We have so many kinds of monsters. The active, athletic ones, we often have in stunts. They'll fly over your head on wires, you know. We have gigantic puppets. Big, strong people can operate, like huge mouths that will come out and eat you. If they're great character actors or they have a theatrical background, they're the chatty ones. They're going to be talking to you about the themes and the storylines and getting into that interactive acting. Then you have the classic haunted house actor that just wants to scare the stuff out of you. They'll just be lurking around every corner.
Monster School sounds really cool, but I get the feeling it's not at all like Monsters, Inc.
No, not at all. No.
But that's What a great opportunity to get involved in something that would be fun. I imagine you probably do a lot of recruiting, like at Comic-Con, those kinds of things. I mean, I imagine that same ilk would be interested in participating in something like this.
One of our biggest promotions we do every year is with Dragon Con. We're very involved. We've been involved with them for over 20 years. And, of course, we have a huge presence at the parade. We have a booth, and we do recruit a lot of people. We see someone in a gigantic, cool, sweaty, uncomfortable costume, and we say, hey, you need to work for us, you know? So that's absolutely the case.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I meant to say Dragon Con. When you were telling the story about 20 years ago, how most haunted houses were just using movie characters, but then you're also limited to that story and that narrative. I think your ability to kind of create your own stories here has to be what makes it so different, one. Two, and a heck of a lot of fun to create, too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the greatest joys about this haunted house is the ability to work with a talented group of artists and craftsmen to build the attraction and to come up with new stuff, because a lot of people want to go and they want to be scared and enjoy the atmosphere. But there are people, the big super fans, who they follow every twist in the story. You know, after 20 years, some of them know better than I do. They remember in, 2002, you know, when you did this, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I did. You're right. So I got to think about that for a minute. But no, it's great to be able to work on multiple levels. I just went down to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, and they have a very similar approach. They have a large fan base that follows their attractions. And, we're of a similar situation to what they've got going on there with that sort of fan base.
Well, you have a fan that can recall the story from 2002. I mean, that's the kind of fan that you love and adore. And that's what makes that there's obviously always new attendees, but those diehard fans are the ones that are such a great part of this and part of that community that we've been talking about.
I mean, you want to create an event that serves what every patron wants, but those little details that are so difficult to create and are so hidden, when people actually pick those out, it's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ben, as always, this sounds like another great event. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions and need to contact you or Netherworld, how do they do that? And most importantly, where do they get all the ticket information?
Well, the best place for all information would be on our website at fearworld.com. You can also, we put a lot of updates on our Facebook page, so you can find out a lot of information there. Definitely, we want to encourage everyone to come enjoy the Halloween season. You know, we've become an Atlanta tradition for Halloween, so come on down and see us and get scared at Netherworld.
And those blogs you talked about, those are that same website?
That's right. All the blogs are located on the Fearworld website. Just scroll down, and you'll be scrolling for a long time because, you know, I can't stop writing. It's terrible.
Skeletor, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right.
Is that what he does? I don't know.
I don't know. That sounds good to me. Ben Armstrong, co-owner and master of the universe of Netherworld. As always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Ben Armstrong, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.